Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, it's Dave Plyer back with you here on 720 WGN. Pat Tomasulo will always be the man of the people to me. He just celebrated his 15th anniversary on the WGN Morning News. 15 years? Really?
Wow. Yeah, that is. Look at you doing your research for my introduction.
Well,
and I am so touched.
See, your people
that
sent
I will
it to me.
Your man of the people.
Your
for
people
all time.
Your people sent, your lawyer sent this intro to me. So,
yeah.
I had this.
Already. I have a lawyer. Where did you meet this lawyer?
I have no idea. He sent me a text out of nowhere, and I thought, well, let's just go with that. Pat has a virtual fundraiser coming up tomorrow called Laugh Your Face Off. And to tell us all about it is Pat himself. What's up, my friend?
Hey, buddy. Well, first off, thank you. Yeah, this is the comedy fundraiser we do live every year. This is the one my wife and I started in 2015. And we do it to raise money for research for a rare, incurable facial pain disease she has called trigeminal neuralgia, which is something that causes incredibly debilitating, incapacitating pain in a person's face, and is, you know, doctors classify it as one of the worst pains known to mankind.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is.
Yeah.
And my wife has had it since, 2001 now. And hers is untreatable. For some people, there are treatments, but there is no cure. So we do this fundraiser every year to raise money for the Facial Pain Research Foundation. And we fund all of our own independent research projects. So we've been doing this every year. We were supposed to do it in April, but obviously with COVID, it got, it got canceled. So we've switched to a virtual event.
But she's not alone. I mean, we're talking another 400,000 people on this planet that suffer from the same issue.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes I wonder if that's more. There are so many people that we've come to meet along this road that have been misdiagnosed, that have never been diagnosed. So many people through our event have been like, you know, I had no idea what this was. And all of a sudden, I knew what I had and I was able to tell my doctors what I had. So, you know, that's another thing, too. There's a lot of misinformation about it. It goes undiagnosed. So, you know, that's why we do it.
But you said not curable, but there are treatments out there, but the treatments don't work for everybody. And that's really a big part of the research and where this money is being spent.
Yeah, I mean, there are medications, right? But the side effects are brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can't drive, you can't function, you're drowsy, you're falling asleep, and a host of other things. And then, you know, there is a brain surgery you can get done, and there are some other things they get done, but none of them cure. Even the most aggressive successful treatment only has a lifespan of about, you know, 10 years or so.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, we need to find a cure. We need to find a cure, and we need to find better, more sustainable treatments.
And, I mean, it's entertainment, it's comedy. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But, you know, nonprofits right now, and especially yours, you know, these are the ones during COVID that are suffering the most. But this show must go on because it's an opportunity for people to learn a little bit more about it. And I got to tell you, I don't know about you, but I'm getting a little bored. And when I see these virtual events come up and, you know, it's also going to be money well spent, I'm all in.
Yeah. You know what? That's the thing, right? You got to, I hate to use this word because it's so cliche, but you got to pivot, right? Like, you know, we know the good thing is, you know, a lion's share of our money every year comes from sponsors and, you know, all of our sponsors, you know, save for two or three who are in some pretty tough industries, have all stayed with us. So we're still going to raise a good amount. And the cool thing with this is, like, you know, it's virtual and none of the famous comedians I know are working now. So I could strong arm a lot of people into some favors.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So now, like, if this is the first time somebody comes on, you know, they're going to see three good comedians doing sets, and then we have taped messages from a lot of bigger names.
That's nice.
So,
yeah.
You know, there's a different way I can kind of produce it, and it's been kind of fun, actually. I mean, obviously, I wish we were having the real thing, but yeah, I mean, I've been a part of some of these virtual shows, and I've seen these fundraisers, so I've been lucky enough to see what I think works and what doesn't. I think we're putting together something that's going to feel a lot like a TV show.
That's great. You'll be performing, of course, as well as a friend of the morning show and our show here on the radio station, the ultra-talented Pat McGann. Love that guy.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Pat's going to be one of the stand-up comics. Steve Byrne, who is also a buddy of the WGN Morning News. Steve is amazing. Steve's got four hour-long specials out. He's got his first feature film coming out that he directed and wrote. And then Megan Gailey, who's out in L.A. now, but she was in Chicago for years. She was on a rocket ship before all this nonsense, everything down.
Yeah.
And then, we got lots of tape messages. We got, Jim Gaffigan, Sebastian, Bill Burr, Jeff Garland, Bonnie Hunt, Bob Saget. A lot of comics kind of stepped up and kind of are trying to help us get some money.
Now, here's the good thing about this. I mean, you've got great talent lined
up. It's free. That's the great thing.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, too, though, this opens this up. You know, when you're going to have an event in Chicago, and this might change things, looking down the road a little bit of how you do this. Maybe there's an in-person, but then you can also do some stuff and watch and engage online. But now you've opened this up to not where only people in the room are going to really learn about this and give, but you've opened it up to the whole country. You've opened it up around the world for people to jump in and watch this.
Yeah. And that's the hope, is that I think that's kind of what we're playing the long game with this one, right? Hopefully there are people who are watching that have never watched before that may want to get involved. Maybe one of these bigger name comics or other celebrities that we've kind of corralled, wants to get deeper involved. So yeah, I'm looking at next year, how much this will grow as a result of this.
Absolutely. And you've raised nearly $2 million. So there's much, obviously much more work to be done here.
Yeah. Well, we expect to hit about $2 million, after this event. And so what people should do if they want to be a part of it is go to laughyourfaceoff.org, and they can register there. Or they can just go, we're gonna stream it on our YouTube channel. So if you go to youtube.com/laughyourfaceoff, that's where we'll be broadcasting.
Oh, that's great.
But we're also going to have a silent auction, too. So if you go to laughyourfaceoff.org, that's where you can register for that. And you can register to donate is laughyourfaceoff.org.
Very cool. Very cool. I have to ask you, sports guys. So this has clearly been the most unprecedented year in all of sports. The NFL season will be full steam ahead on Sunday. And this is what kind of concerns me a little bit. Like, there's no consistency from the NFL, whether you can attend a game or not. So it's just up to everybody to figure this out. I'm perplexed why they wouldn't just figure this out as an organization.
Well, I'll do you one further. I mean, look at what a mess college football is.
Yeah.
I mean, college football would be like if three NFL divisions just decided to sit out the season.
Right.
If like half the NFC was like, yeah, we're not going to play.
I know.
And it's crazy how they're saying, oh, we'll play in the spring or maybe the winter. Well, okay, well, then those teams are supposed to turn around and be ready for the fall against teams that have been rested for 9 months.
Yeah.
The way they're doing this is gonna upset the balance of college football, a lot longer than COVID will be going on.
Yeah.
But that's because they have the inmates are running the asylum. You have all the conference commissioners running the show, and there's no commissioner in those sports. At least in the NFL, there's a commissioner that's controlling the madness, as crazy as it is. But yeah, it is just, it's a mess, man.
Well, I was talking to Dave Ennett in the hallway the other day, and I said, first of all, this has got, voice of the Northwestern Wildcats. I'm like, this has got to be crazy in 25 plus years. He goes, yeah, I'm not working on the week. I'm not working really at all. It's just kind of crazy. But he also said he feels like this could, this could jerk into motion anytime. Like the pressure's on.
Oh, yeah.
Pressure's on.
Well, you mean like for the Big Ten to
come around on this?
Yeah. I don't know. Listen, I'm not the guy to ask. I know that 18 to 22 year old men don't always make the best decisions, and
what?
I don't know that a bubble is really going to apply to 18 to 20 year old knuckleheads. Yeah. But we'll see. I hope I'm proven wrong.
Yeah. Thoughts on the Bears this season? I mean, it's just going to be odd to begin with. But what do you think about the team?
Well, I mean, they weren't the team that got Tom Brady in the offseason. They're the team that got Nick Foles.
Yeah.
So I'm not overly optimistic, mm-hmm. though I'm an NFL fan, so I'll watch no matter what. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, this is really the same team coming back from last year, right? They're a little healthier on defense, but they're not younger on defense.
Right.
The offensive line is still the same offensive line, just about. You know, I don't know. I'm not optimistic, but we'll see.
We'll see. Pat Tomasulo, watch him every weekday morning on the WGN Morning News. And for more on this virtual fundraiser tomorrow, it's going to be a lot of fun, folks, and a lot of great things for sale in the silent auction, too. You can visit laughyourfaceoff.org. Break a leg tomorrow, pal.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. It's 720 WGN.